Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sherry M., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, January 31st, 2022, and today we are reading from the Big Book, the chapter of Vision for You, and we are on page 163, the second paragraph, reading one paragraph only, and today's readers are Stephanie L., Shelley E., and Laura R. The reference number for Sunday's special edition is 18,483, and that was for January 30th. And the reference number for Monday, January 31st, the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Meeting is 18,484. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Tom L. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, this is Tom L. Here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive readers and practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Tom L. And Laura R. is going to read our 12 traditions today.
Thank you. This is Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater, Colorado. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service center employs special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name on Never Be Drawn into Public Controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks, Sherry, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Laura R., for stepping in and reading the 12 traditions. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we're resuming in our Big Book from the chapter A Vision for You on page 163, the second paragraph, reading that one paragraph only. And I will ask Stephanie L. to get us started this morning. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Good morning, everyone. Stephanie L. here, recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. We know of an AA member who was living in a large community. He had lived there but a few weeks when he found that the place probably contained more alcoholics per square mile than any city in the country. This was only a few days ago at this writing, 1939. The authorities were much concerned. He got in touch with a prominent psychiatrist who had undertaken certain responsibilities for the mental health of the community. The doctor proved to be able and exceedingly anxious to adopt any workable method of handling the situation. So he inquired, what did our friend have on the ball? And when I first read this paragraph, I'm like, okay. I was like, I read it and I'm like, I'm getting nothing here, which is really interesting. And then I prayed and, you know, a lot more things started to stick out to me. But the first thing that really struck me is that, you know, this guy moves to a city and there are, you know, more alcoholics per square mile than any city in the country. And, you know, there are a lot of us. There are a lot of compulsive overeaters, and there are a lot of people that are unaware of this solution. You know, I mean, my belief is just because someone is overweight or underweight, does it make them a compulsive overeater or, you know, mean that they have this disease? However, there are a lot of people, you know, who struggle just like me. And, you know, what really struck me about that is, you know, my God will use me to help others. You know, that my struggles with this disease and, you know, by the grace of God, my recovery, you know, through working these 12 steps, I can share that with anyone, anywhere. And that doesn't mean I go screaming from the rooftops or I walk up to people and say, hey, are you a compulsive overeater? That would be awful. Oh my God, if someone had ever done any of that to me, I would never have come to OA. But I can be an example of this program, and that has happened to me where I've had people, and especially, you know, I've lost most of the 110 pounds that I gained in relapse. And so people start to notice when you lose a considerable amount of weight. And it's not just that, but at work, I had someone say, it's not just the weight. She's like, you're sparkly. You light up, you know? And I got to tell her, well, that's because, you know, I've worked the steps in OA. I have a relationship with God that I have never experienced in my life. And I'm living a different life. So I got to share all of that with her, you know. And no matter where I have gone or traveled, I've always been able to find meetings. I've always been able to find, you know, other people who are on this path. And you know, I think that is pretty darn amazing. So I am going to pass with that. Thank you for letting me share, and thank you for letting me be of service in the month of January. Pass.
Thank you so much, Stephanie L., for getting us started today. And in order to encourage a variety of shares, we ask, and we value your experience, but we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share today who hasn't shared in the past 2 days?
Dina T.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Dana? Yeah, Dana.
Yes. Dina, mm-hmm. D-E-N-A.
D-E-N-A. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I think you said T. Anybody else want to join Dina? Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and start with Dina, and then we'll take more names after that. Go ahead, Dina. Star one to unmute.
Thank you for the reminder.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate everybody who is on the line today, and I'm going to share, partly because my sponsor has asked me to share. I'm on step four, and this is a tough paragraph to share on, but one of the things that I thought about as a nurse is that although, like the speaker said, although that people who are overweight aren't necessarily compulsive overeaters, but we have, you know, our country is probably in the top country of obesity, and it is a problem. And we see there's so much, so many people out there that who are overweight, who are compulsive overeaters. But then again, the problems with anorexia and bulimia too, with the sister disease. So you know, we are living in like this passage says, one of the top countries in the world, that we just, it's such an abundance of people. And I had no idea until, I'm so thankful, really, that this community is large and growing, and I've been looking at the big book now since about 2012, maybe, and not, every time I go through it and I'm on step four again, it's just a little bit different, but this time, I have access to people. And I think that's the beautiful thing about having so many, even though, you know, it's disturbing in this paragraph to the authorities, you know, what a blessing to us that we actually have access, you know, that they didn't have before, and they didn't have, especially during this time. So I'm just thankful for the access that I have to each and every one of you, and the ability to call people. And even though I don't want to, and I'm, from what I understand, everybody can relate to that. So I'm going to pass with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Dina, where are you from so people can find you on the phone list?
Sherry Z.
Okay, we will take a new lineup then. So I have Sherry Z. Anyone else want to share?
Lorraine.
Bonnie. Lorraine N, Bonnie B. I have Sherry, Lorraine, Bonnie. Anyone else?
Deborah
J. Jennifer
G.
A. Okay, I'll tell you who I have. I have Sherry Z, Lorraine N, Bonnie B, Deborah G, Jennifer A, and I think I heard a Brenda. Okay. Okay, I'm going to just start with this list and then hold on and then come on the next round. Okay, go ahead, Sherry Z. You're up.
Sherry Z recovered from Los Angeles. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So I looked at this paragraph in the context of what came before, and the paragraph before said, I'm jittery and alone, I couldn't do that. And then this paragraph says, you know, he had lived there but a few weeks when he found that the place contained more alcoholics per square mile than any city. You know, that belief when I was in my disease was I was alone. I was terminally unique. There was nowhere else. And the minute I opened my eyes and actually asked for help, there was just help waiting. It was like, oh no, there's a ton of people recovering and we're here to help you. And I love the verb concerned, responsibilities, anxious to adopt. It was like the minute I said, I need help. You know, I've been in these rooms for 31 years and I'm not free. It's not neutral. The minute I asked for that real help, there were people that were deeply concerned, felt a responsibility to help me, and they were anxious to help me adopt this way of life. And now I've just worked my 12 steps and I'm anxious to adopt and I'm concerned and I'm ready to be responsible. And I'm so grateful because I truly believe that my story was different and it was pride and it was prejudice. And my experience was different. And what I've learned is there are more compulsive eaters per square mile, like literally around me. And my job is to be responsible, concerned, and be anxious to help other people adopt. I'm just so grateful to be here. Today I'm having such a beautiful miracle of neutrality and just truly grateful. So thank you, Sherry, for your service, and thank you all for joining.
Thank you so much, Sherry Z from LA, Lorraine N, and everyone, let us know where you're from. Lorraine N is up next, followed by Bonnie B. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Hi, good morning. It's Lorraine N in Oregon. And first, I want to apologize for missing my commitment this morning to read the 12 traditions. I felt terrible when I realized it, and I had all these excuses and reasons for why, and I thought, just get on the line and make amends for not showing up. And so that's what I want to do. And I want to do those things today, make amends, because I have such love and respect for this big book in my lap and for this program. And the community that I can reach out to for help. It's just an amazing, amazing program. And I am more grateful every day that I'm a part of it and that I do have commitments in this program. And I'm human and I forgot. And I'm sorry. So thanks for letting me share and I'll pass with that.
Thanks so much, Lorraine. And Bonnie B is up next, followed by Deborah G.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sherry, for your service. Bonnie B from Minnesota, but currently in the state of Florida, recovered by the grace of God. A couple of things popped out. The first one was community, and others have talked about that. Coming into this program, I didn't think there was a community. And I didn't think there was a community because I didn't have knowledge of the fact that there were others that had this disease just like me. And the love that I felt when I put my name out on the phone lines that first time as a newcomer absolutely overwhelmed me. From that moment on, I knew there was a community. Now, as being a recovered person for a little over a year, again, by the grace of God, everything within me wants to reach out to people that are new. Because I remember what it felt like to me, thinking, oh, there's someone else that does what I do. And then jumping down to that very last part where it talked about the doctor proved to be able and exceedingly anxious to adopt any workable method of handling the situation. This is a program of attraction, and we hear it all the time. And what's the attraction? I mean, it might be weight loss initially. But what it really comes down to in the end, and one other person addressed this, is that sparkle, right? That thing within our eyes, that thing within our voice. You can't make that up. To be free from something that's held us in bondage for years and years is inescapable. And so, yeah, it might be that the weight loss to start with, But when people see the change on the inside, and this is what the big book does for us, it's that internal change, and then there's a manifestation on the outside. It's a natural drawing because everyone wants that. We get to be at peace. We're finally at peace with ourselves, in our heads, in our minds, and it's all because we connected to our God, right? But this is that attraction. And so I do think that people out there, including doctors, are anxious to know what's going on. What's going on? Because they're trying to help people and they don't have the tools. And so grateful, blessed beyond words to have the big book, to have this fellowship, this community of people, and for each and every one of you this day. So thankful. Have a great day and blessings, everyone.
Thanks so much, Bonnie. And Deborah G is up next, followed by Jennifer A. Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, good morning, everyone. And thank you so much, Sherry, for being of service and everyone that's been of service making this meeting possible. And all the shares so far, just ditto, I can relate. And I'm so grateful that I did find a community, because I know that feeling of loneliness and insanity. Insanity makes it even worse. And in my being in my own head, and then finding out that there's a place that I can go, other people that welcome me, you know, welcome me with loving arms, and just like this OA vision, you know, calling me and welcoming me, and just feeling that experience is alone a draw. You know, it just drew me in, love. And it's like I realized that for me, that when I went through those beautiful 12 steps, which is that method that I feel really worked, because I've been through treatment and talked to nutritionists and did all kinds of things. But really, these beautiful 12 steps are what was my amazing grace that gave me this experience of freedom. And it's just a transformation in a relationship with a divine presence, God, that I never had then, so that I could share that with someone else, that same experience. So I think that's what developed the community more and more and more, is continually, you know, doing that work with others, going from me-centeredness, self-centeredness to other-centeredness, in being of service, and how can I help in any way, just being open like everyone else was open to me, doing the same thing. Just, and what a beautiful thing we can hold hands and do this together in this loving community. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And Jennifer A. is up next.
Good morning. This is Jennifer A. from Santa Clara, California. Really grateful to be here this morning. Gosh, what I want to share, and everybody else starts sharing, they start tuning in, honing in onto what had come up for me. But pardon me. In reading this, I too came, what first came to me was about our traditions, about attraction rather than promotion. You know, this, in the paragraph before, it talks about the source of power, and that, you know, this program has given me any way to know that I just do the next right thing. You know, when I've completed the steps and I'm at step 12 and I've had that spiritual awakening, and just need to be God's instrument, you know, to be of service. And this individual in the story was, pardon me, put in a community by what I've come to believe, how I see it, is this person's higher power, put right into a community of people who did not have anything. And so just by doing the next right thing, just when we think we don't know, or think that we could, or I just when I don't think that anything that I've done has any usefulness to anybody else, just by letting go and doing the next right thing, you know, that source of power gives me what it is that I need to take care of business. And for me today, I'm so grateful to have found OA, and, you know, I'm just doing the next right thing. You know, I too, you know, I was attracted here by somebody who I knew was working the 12 steps in a different program and having experience with that myself, I knew that that was going to work. Just coming to this meeting and doing the next right thing has changed my life, not only on the outside, but on the inside. And people are now starting to, question, you eat so healthy, things of that nature. But also people who know me, who've known me for a long time, have seen the change from the inside, that something has been lifted as a result of these steps and this program and all of you bringing this to this community out here on the phone. I think that's all I have to say about that, just about higher power and about being in the 12th step and doing the next right thing. And this person, saw a need and sought the professionals, truly to me, that's just the hand of a higher power. And that's how I believe that through this program, my higher power works in my life. I get to be that instrument and bring whatever it is I need to bring that's been so graciously given to me from this program to the world. So thank you so much. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you, Jennifer. And next up, I think I heard a Brenda. And then after that, I'll be taking another list. So is Brenda available? Star one. Okay. It is quite possible that I misunderstood. So this is a really good time to segue. So although we value your experience, strength, and hope, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share?
Teresa G.
Eve C.
Okay, I heard Teresa.
Eve C.
Something E-C?
Eve.
Eve. Okay, Eve. Okay, I have a Teresa and an Eve.
Patricia R.
Okay, Patricia R. And then somebody came in at the same time. Who was that?
Jody H.
That's it. Jody H. So I have Teresa, Eve, Patricia, Jody H. Couple more.
Lauren Grace B.
Okay, well, let's start with this lineup. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Can you hear me? This is Teresa P.
Yes.
From, okay, great.
Yes.
Teresa P. from California, and a recovered compulsive overeater, and very grateful, Ed. And it's another wonderful paragraph in the big book. And I like that, he sees all these alcoholics and, that's what I get. There's this all these compulsive overeaters, and I can't fix anybody, but what I can do is share my experience, strength, and hope, and most importantly, I can share by example because it is a program of attraction rather than promotion. I did try promotion early on. I was over 200, well, I was around 250 pounds, and went to work, and I was losing this weight and tried to share with those around me because everybody went to work where I worked, man. They all got over, 200 plus pounds, big weight. And nobody was interested. And I just okay. And I couldn't understand why. And it's just not about me understanding why. The important thing was they didn't join me. However, I stayed abstinent and I recovered for these last 25 years, which is, what I get to work on in myself is it's not what they do, it's what I do. All I can do is share my experience, strength, and hope and allow others the dignity to do whatever it is that they need to do and, how God wants to use them. And I don't know what that is. And I need to remember that. That's what I love about the big book is, it repeats those principles over and over and over. And that's what I need to hear, these important issues over and over and over, because I'm always full of bright ideas. This will work. I'll help this person. especially family, you know, they really need the help. And I've learned that, you know, they don't, you know, they're not interested either. And even if they are, they're not interested in my help. And, you know, and I just get to let all that go and go, you know, I am here to do God's work. And so, you know, he sends me whoever, and that's who I get to work with. And what I get to do is, the big thing is, it's not about the weight, it's about the way I'm changing in my life. And I get to be, you know, the person I always wanted to be, but never could be because I was so full of, you know, selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. Now, I still have those, but at least I have the 10 steps now, so I know what to do with that and work on that and recognize my selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. And, you know, I'm grateful for that. So this program is truly a program of attraction. It truly works, and I'm very, very grateful for it. Thank you for letting me share my path.
Perfect timing. Right on the dot. Before I take Eve, I would like to let anyone know who may have joined us later today that we are reading from the chapter of Vision for You in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're on page 163, and we have read that second paragraph that starts that we know an AA member. So I will now take Eve, followed by Patricia R. Go ahead, Eve, and give us your last initial and where you're from. Thank you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Eve C. I'm calling from upstate New York, Saratoga Springs. I was doing really well, and last night I had just about a month in of not purging, and then I did. And I'm feeling kind of lost right now. You know, there's a lot of stress going on in my life, and, you know, I hear people being so successful, and I get into this meeting when I can. I also work, so I do the best I can. But, you know, like I say, I'm feeling kind of lost. From being on these meetings, I have started to understand the binging part, and see that I do binge. And last night was one of those nights. And then I decided, well, I don't want to keep all this inside me. So I threw up, and I don't know. I feel kind of hopeless right now. I want so bad to be clean of this. And I also am in another 12-step program, so I understand the steps very well. I don't know. It just, this one, you know, at one point I went 20 months without purging. And I was doing really well, and then all of a sudden it just flipped back again. And so, you know, I just am glad for this meeting, and I'm glad to hear people's experience, strength, and hope around all this issue. And I guess I'm just, like I say, I feel kind of lost right now, and I know the stress has had a lot to do with me giving in to these urges, but. You know, I need to reach out more. I think I do have to do that more. And I plan on making a call after this meeting's over. So thank you for listening to me.
Oh, so glad you shared today, Eve. And next up is Patricia R., followed by Jody.
This is Patricia R., and I'm from Northern Washington State. And I wanted to bring out the line, so he inquired, the psychologist inquired, what did our friend have on the ball? And what it struck me was that what our friend had on the ball, well, it doesn't appear he had the book yet, he certainly had the 12 steps. And he had a small group of people behind him individually and as a group who believed in a power greater than themselves and could channel that to help others. And I came into this program 6 weeks ago. I've been 6 weeks abstinent, and I haven't had a binge in 6 weeks, which is an incredible miracle. And that is because of the power of everyone who stepped forward and talked to me and continues to talk to me through the Visions group and the sharing and direction of a sponsor who just came forward to me. And without those things, what has happened, and the relationship with a higher power, this couldn't have happened. I had a person come to me and say, I know you're struggling with this. Why don't you try OA? You know 12-step programs work. I said, no way. Not doing it. I'm not giving up flour. I'm not giving up sugar. But the seed was planted by somebody. And 2 days later, I found myself on my first OA meeting and realized that I had had a prejudice that was huge that needed to be broken, and I needed to look at things in a different way. And I'm so grateful I did, and I'm so grateful for everyone who has shared today and is part of Visions, and for Team January. Thank you so much. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Patricia. Jody H. is up next, followed by Lauren. Go ahead, Jody.
Yes. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we hear you fine.
Okay, thank you. My name is Jody H. I'm a compulsive overeater from the state of Maine. I love this particular paragraph because it talks about the psychiatrist. And I realized in my program of Overeaters Anonymous and doing the 12 steps that there's been certain times that I've had use of a psychiatrist. And somehow this particular AA member had contact with the psychiatrist. And I have found that they are amazed at what we can do. My experience with professionals, both psychiatrists and doctors, has been positive since I've become a compulsive overeater in the program doing the 12 steps. I love to go to the doctor and have my checkup once a year because she is always saying stuff like, I wish I had your cholesterol. I wish I had your numbers on your blood test. And she knows that I'm a member of Overeaters Anonymous, and she is amazed. And I've never asked her if she recommends it to other people, but I wouldn't be surprised if she did. I'm in another 12-step program, and in that 12-step program, that's how I came to know Vision. I went up to a friend of mine in that program, and she attended those meetings because there wasn't enough OA meetings in the area. So she attended my other 12-step program, and I went up to her and I said, this happened in 2020. I said to her, I'm desperate. I got to do something. I have a problem with food. And she gave me the numbers for Vision. And I didn't know that she had a problem with food by her weight. She didn't have a problem with weight. She had a problem with her health because of the way she was eating. And I was attracted to her. And it's amazing in the community how many people that I come in contact with, and they just, of course, the most obvious thing is my weight loss, but also the fact that I'm happier now and I'm in less pain because of the weight loss. And people just ask me, how did you do it? And they all assume it's a power of willpower. Okay, let me just finish. But it's not willpower. It's the 12 steps and it's my higher power. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Jody. Lauren is up next, and then I'll take another name after that. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, this is Lauren Grace. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater from New Jersey. And the thing that stuck out to me, someone had mentioned this line before also, so he inquired, what did our friend have on the ball? And that just really hit me that the start of our recovery is admitting we have nothing on the ball. We are powerless over food. We're powerless over our lives, and we're insane. And it's just amazing that recovery works so that someone meeting us would say, what do you have on the ball? And for me today, the only thing I feel like I have on the ball is following, I'm willing to follow directions. I'm still in the midst of working my steps. I'm a newbie oldie. I've been in the program for a long time with periods of abstinence, but I'm new to a vision type of working through the steps. And so really, I'm on step five. The only thing I can claim to have on the ball is willingness to work my program and to do the next right thing. And that's all I have to share. Thanks for letting me.
Well, thank you so much, Lauren. We have time for one or two more shares. So how about a couple more names who would like to
share? Anne in Southern California.
Okay. Anne, anyone else?
Liz A.
Okay. Liz A. Perfect. Okay, we'll start with those two, and if we have time, I'll take another name. So go ahead, Anne.
Thank you, moderator. Thanks, everybody, for doing service and everybody for being on the line. My name is Anne, and I'm a compulsive overeater in Southern California, and the same line that seems to have jumped out to others jumped out to me, just, you know, what did they have on the ball? What did he have on the ball? And that's what I hear in this meeting is a lot of people who, you know, they have something that I didn't have, or and I'm just so grateful that I get to be part of this program. And in 2019, when I was really working this program, I was describing myself as recovered, and I came in back in I started dialing back in October, but it was sporadic, and then I connected with a sponsor who I'm working with, and I'm maybe 3 weeks now clean with my food. And I was made an outreach call to somebody in this fellowship yesterday, and I said I realized I felt within myself that I could, the word recovered feels like it applies to me. And I remember being really confused by that word when I first came in, like, what? Like, we're not cured. And I realized it's not a cure, it is a state of being recovered, and when you're in it, you know, or at least I did in 2019, and I'm feeling it now. And you know, the weight loss isn't there yet, and I don't have a scale, and I have a tremendous amount of body pain due to a number of things, but one of which is a sport I play, and I thought if I cleaned my food up, that body pain would go away, but it hasn't. So, but nonetheless, to just not be in the food, I guess I want to express my just really intense gratitude for not being in the food, which sort of allows me then to go, here's that pain. Okay, God, what else needs to happen? You know, if it's having the food clean is not the answer, there's something else. But I can't think straight or function well when I'm in the food. And I'm just hoping for more physical recovery going forward. And grateful to be reaching out, because I get onto the ball only through connection with other people, through dialing into this meeting and connecting with people. So I'll make an outreach call today. And thanks again for letting me share. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Anne, for your share. And next up is Liz A.
Hi, excuse me. This is Liz A. from Michigan. I am a recovering compulsive overeater and bulimic. And What an interesting paragraph. I rarely call and speak. I did attempt, for a vision for you to get my name in the member list, and somehow that didn't happen. I didn't ever get the confirmation. But I just really, as I'm listening to this, motivated because the community I came into many, many years ago was what saved my life. My ability to get honest and really start talking about things that were secrets, all those secrets, all that shame. And the bulimia was a self-hatred, and it was a violence against my body. And thank God for some people in my life that were very supportive as I became honest about that point, that portion, because there's for me a lot of shame about that behavior. I had already been a compulsive overeater, and my disease progressed to a very horrible, horrible place, and I had nowhere else to go. So that community and that honesty and that relationship with God that I continued to seek is what saved my life. And that ship did not turn readily. I got worse my first year in OA before I got better. And it was taking layers and layers of pain and some family abuse. And so my experience is that I began to get up off the floor and not be that dormant. So anyway, my number is not in the member list. And I struggle with that part of it. But I do have also a community on the Zoom, and I continue to just take it one day at a time, one step at a time, and I'm just grateful for the reprieve that God gives me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I'm sorry if you heard me saying no to my dog while you were sharing. We appreciate your share. We have time for a one-minute share. Who would like to close us out today?
This is Ann. I can share.
Yeah, go ahead, Ann.
Hi, I just want to claim my seat. Thanks for everyone being here. And I just need to say, just for today, I'm going to practice compassionate progress rather than perfectionism that can be just paralyzing. So anyway, thanks, and I pass.
Thank you, Anne, for sharing that, and thanks everyone for a great meeting. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Shelley E. please read A Vision for You?
Good morning. Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, fellows. I'm Shelley E., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. Page 164 is the Big Book. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.